Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Day Player here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. So it's that time of year again, one of the iconic events of summer for families across the Midwest, including mine, is just north of the Illinois border, and that's the Wisconsin State Fair, celebrating 166 years, 11 days of incredible family fun, which opens Thursday, August 3rd, and runs through Sunday, August 13th. The very first Wisconsin State Fair was held in 1851 in Janesville, and over the years, the fair migrated to different towns before finding its permanent home in West Allis in 1892. And joining us to tell us about the history of the fair and what you can look forward to this year, including the 15-story Wonder Wheel Ferris Wheel, the largest in North America, over 70 new foods and attractions. She is the CEO, busiest woman in Wisconsin, of the Wisconsin State Fair, and that's my friend Kathleen O'Leary. How are you doing, Kathleen?
I am wonderful, thank you.
I look forward to this conversation every single year.
Likewise, we've created our own tradition. Certainly the Wisconsin State Fair is steeped in the 166 years of a tradition, and 125 of them here at the 200-acre fair park in West Allis. But you and I have kind of created this tradition as well.
Yes, we have. And it's been a tradition for my family. I've been going over 40 years myself. And as I've told you many times, blindfold me at the gate and I can find my way through that entire park.
I love it. I hope the listeners are like you and want to make the trek up, because it's, you know, for a mere 90 minutes, probably tops, you can conveniently get right here into our parking lots, which there's, you know, parking all around the 200 acres and inside of the Wisconsin State Fair Park, and certainly it'll be well worth the drive.
This is my analogy. If you're driving from downtown Chicago during rush hour traffic to Naperville, this is about the same amount of time. So this is not a big deal. It's a beautiful road trip up there to do that. Now, this fair started, and this is amazing to me, 166 years ago, 1851. I mean, this is where this tradition began. What's the history?
Well, I mean, as you had said, that it started out to be transient. So started in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, and for 41 years it did. It traveled all around. So it went from, it was in Fond du Lac, it was in Watertown, it was in Madison, Wisconsin. And in 1861, the fair was set to be held in Madison, but it was canceled, only one of two cancellations, due to the Civil War.
I know, that's how far this goes back. The Civil War stopped the fair from happening. Crazy.
Crazy. And then, actually, the next cancellation was in 1893, when the World Fleming Exposition was held in Chicago.
Yeah, right, right. And then again in World War II, I think, right?
And then World War II, and I did say the two were in Madison, but to clarify for the listeners, it was actually canceled five times. So the fifth and final cancellation happened in 1945 during World War II at the request of certainly the U.S. Office of War Transportation.
And there are so many things, Kathleen, that really have remained almost exactly as they were in those early days as far as the competition and all the great things that happened at the fair. And there's a museum that's set up in the Expo Center from the fair with some amazing artifacts and posters from past fairs if you really want to learn about the culture and history of the fair. And I just love that, too.
Well, actually, for the listeners and for you, I think you'll be excited, too, David, that we are so proud of the history and the tradition. And we did have a beautiful historical exhibit, if you will, in the Exposition Center. But this year, when the fairgoers come to the Wisconsin State Fair, it's found its permanent home in an area which, if the listeners have been to the fair, there was an area called the Natural Resources Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is probably the only area that's very, very park-like. It's an oasis, if you will. It was run by the Department of Natural Resources. What we have done over the course of the last year is collaborated with Department of Resources, but they had to scale back, so we actually are programming within that area. So
cool.
For the listeners that have been there, they'll love it. It's still the same. The educational conservation component is still there. DNR will still be there with hunting and fishing licenses. But the building that sat on the far south end of the Fair Park will now be home to the historical exhibit.
Very cool.
It's a larger space.
Yeah.
Has more permanency. So that's where people will be able to find the history exhibit.
Love that. Love that. Love that. Now, agriculture, the backbone of the fair industry, and one of the favorite things of my family to do, and, you know, they're city kids. So it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, eating, seeing the animals, but it's going to the Coliseum and all the different shows that happen throughout the day, all for those 11 days. I just find that just fascinating.
And it really is. And it is what sets the fair industry. Certainly State Fair, Wisconsin State Fair, Illinois State Fair. The fair industry is very different than your festivals and your street fairs and other major events because agriculture is the cornerstone of the fair industry. We dedicate a whole quadrant of our 200 acres to all of our barns and our coliseum and our warm-up rings. We call it Ag Village. And over the course of the 11 days, there will be upwards of 10,000 animals
wow.
here coming and going because they can't stay all 11 days. So
right,
they come
right,
in and they show and then they leave. But, you know, really the youth, it's amazing because I, too, grew up in Chicago, city girl.
Right.
The urban meets rural experience is second to none. I love our zoos. I go to my zoos. I take my kids to zoos. This is true agriculture where you will be not only up close and personal with these beautiful gentle giants as in the Clydesdales and the perch run horses that are just amazing to look at, but it's more about being able to see the kids with their animals.
Yeah, totally.
And they work tirelessly. By the time they get to the Wisconsin State Fair, this is the Super Bowl, if you will, you know, of what it is with these kids who have been showing to this point so that they can get into that Coliseum and hopefully take home that blue ribbon.
That's something my son did. My son's 16. He did last year. Is he actually walked up to some of the kids that were there with their animals and just talked to them a little bit because it's a life he doesn't really know. But, you know, when you're sitting there and watching them with their animals and they're grooming them and they're getting them ready, and then they're also, in the other hand, they're on their cell phones like every other kid too. So, you know, it was nice to kind of walk through there and talk to some of the people as well about what they do, where their farm is located, and what competitions are entering. I mean, it's a really great, just interactive experience just walking through the barns.
It really is. And the families. Again, this is all about this pride and this tradition. So, I mean, if their kid is showing, you can best believe that the whole family unit will be there. And that's their, you know, helping to get ready for the big day in the Coliseum. But, you know, I arrive here early, especially in these first few days of the fair, you know, for media and for various reasons. But I will come through these fair park gates at 4:30 in the morning because we open early at 8. But these, I mean, it's vibrant. It's if you're in Ag Village, it's the kids are shearing the sheep and they're washing down the steer, getting it ready, and the kids that are, you know, pint size are walking the Clydesdales and exercising their gigantic horses.
Yeah.
And it's just another day.
It is just another day. That's right. And there's again so many different things to do for families there, and it is about the agriculture part, but it's also about great food, and I think that's what gets me always excited because, you know, I've got my places, just like everybody does, that they look forward to every year. And, you know, I beeline it to the Lions Club corn roast and get my little bottle of corn salt for the year. I go to the pork shop for my sandwich, the Sheboygan or Usinger Brats, the Brad and Harry's cheese curds, maple root beer. And of course, the signature is the cream puffs. I mean, that's the icing on the cake, so to speak.
It is a 93-year tradition, and we will sell upwards of 400,000 of them over the course of the 11 days. So it's basically 52 cream puffs per minute for every hour
wow.
that we're open.
Wow.
We do all kinds of crazy things to maximize production and make sure that everybody that wants a cream puff gets a cream puff. So we have 6 packs. We have 3 packs. We have a walk-up window. We have remote locations that are near the exits so that if you're leaving and you can't get over to the heart of the park to get to the Cream Puff Pavilion, then you can certainly still get your, you know, Cream Puffs in the 6 packs and the 3 packs. So really have tried to think through everything. If you lived closer, I'd highly suggest that we take advantage, or if you're on your way up, but what we do during the course of the 11 days is you can actually call in and pre-order your cream puffs, and then we have a drive-through that's open between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. And so you can people take them to work, they take them to church, they take them to camp. So we literally try and do everything we can to make sure that everybody that wants a cream puff gets one.
Let me tell you, I usually get 3 boxes of 6 to go home with, and they last all the way home. We throw them in the fridge. And surprisingly, the next morning, we're bringing them to clients and stuff in Chicago, too. I mean, they're absolutely a blast and such a fabulous tradition of the fair. And I always go see Dave, and Dave kind of walks me through a little bit. And he makes me wear a hairnet, which I understand that's the rules. But he walks me through, and I get to see these kids just working so hard. And you get to kind of see them, too, as the operation is happening.
And that's just forward thinking, because that area for the listeners that may not have experienced this, if you go through the queue line and you're waiting for the cream puff and getting through the line, you can actually see through the window. So you see the whole process. You see it coming out of the stifling hot ovens, and then you see it go into the cream room and then it being filled. And then you see it move down to get the powdered sugar put on top. And then you get to see it packaged or put onto the large trays that scoot then down to the window that you're now going to be at, because you're going to actually be at the window that you get to have your cream puff.
Right, exactly. Always fun, always fun. And then you got 70 new foods that have been revealed this year. Now, I'm sure you've done some taste testing. You've explored some of this stuff. Anything that really has blown you away?
You know what? I have certainly tried my fair share, no pun intended.
Okay.
But I haven't tried them all. I'm kind of looking forward to the bow tie basil and balls walking pasta.
I saw that.
Which are the 3 homemade cocktail meatballs simmered in like this house marinara tomato sauce, and it's finished with fresh basil and bow tie pasta. And of course, on a stick. So I am actually interested in trying that. The triple threat, I did try this, and it is getting nice reviews and people that have had the chance to try it. So it's a tower of sliders, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
They're all on a pretzel bun, which is certainly something that I hope has made to Chicago, because certainly is a very popular item in Wisconsin. But it basically has a smoked jalapeno, bacon and cheddar brat, and then a bud that set the bud pavilion. So then it has a barbecue pulled pork slider, and then a bourbon bacon cheeseburger.
Ooh.
And it's all stacked and on a big scoop skewer.
Nice.
So
nice.
That is the Budweiser Pavilion Triple Threat.
All right, let me tell you my favorites that I've seen already here that I'm going to go try is the barbecue pastrami brisket biscuit sandwich at Usinger's, the apple pie nachos. Very curious to know what that is. Deep fried cherry pie wonton. That's another one I want to definitely. I can't do the deep fried Twinkies though, and there's a unicorn Twinkie and some of that. There's spam fries too. I want to try the spam fries. That sounds interesting.
And then one more would be the bacon ravioli.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. I asked my kids the other
ravioli that's made of bacon.
Okay.
And it's filled with cheese.
I asked my kids if there was one thing, you could only get one thing to eat at the fair, what would it be? And I was surprised to hear it because I didn't know if it was going to be the corn or the cheese curds or whatever. It's the Swiss cheese on a stick, their favorite.
Do they get it at the Mickey Mouse cheese? Which cheese stand do they get it at? Do you know where?
The one right at the grandstand when you first walk in. There's a Swiss cheese right to your left when you walk in. That's their favorite.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because when we have a couple different cheese stands, this is the ones that people love to figure out which cheese stand they love. Is it the cheese stand by the cream puff pavilion, or is it the cheese stand by the giant slide? And if we were to ever move those, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. I told you I could walk through blindfold. And I think a lot of people can too. They know exactly where everything is. And of course there's always been, and I love the history of this too. There's always been big names in music and the movies that have appeared in the past, and this year is no different.
It is no different. I mean, certainly we have, and again, back to the appeal of the fair. We really need to appeal to all ages, you know, all different backgrounds, everything, because fair is for everyone. So probably some of the bigger names that I'd like to mention is on Friday we'll have John Mellencamp with us. So this is going to be one of his tour stops. So that's at 8 o'clock on Friday the 4th. Kip Moore will be with us. So for the country lovers, Kip Moore and Alan Jackson, not together. Kip Moore is on Saturday, August 5th, and Alan Jackson and Leanne Warrick are on the 13th. So that kind of rounds out our country. On Sunday, we have the Beach Boys,
which I saw last year there. And I got to tell you, it's a great spot for a concert. You're kind of on the racetrack in the stands and stuff. And I got to tell you, the sound is fabulous.
And you're sitting in the oldest 1 mile oval. So for the listeners that are racing enthusiasts, that just in and of itself, back to tradition, back to, you know, that sense of being in a historic place. If you have track seating, you're actually sitting on the Milwaukee Mile.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's very cool. And you got Patti LaBelle, Lou Gramm, Sabrina Carpenter. So you can check it all out at the website, WisconsinWiStateFair.com. And you can get tickets and all that good stuff there, too.
WiStateFair.com.
Okay, let me try that again. Hold on a second here. So, and then if you want to find out more and get some tickets, it's just WiStateFair.com. And I will tell you, my first concert there, Kathleen, it was my first concert ever, was in the early 80s, and I think it was REO Speedwagon that I saw there on the main stage.
You are among many.
Yeah.
The first dates, the engagement,
yeah.
First concerts.
Yeah.
And again, that's what we love so much, to just be, you know, this is what we do. And not only is it a celebration of everything that we are proud of in Chicago and Wisconsin and like to brag to Chicago, so come up and enjoy what we really have. And the commodity groups, we talked a little bit, you know, we certainly talked about the food, but I mean, just the freshness of the cranberries and the cherries and the potatoes and the poultry. You've never had an omelet that tastes the same than it does when you come to the poultry producers and have an omelet in the Wisconsin Product Pavilion.
So true. So true. You also have a great amusement park called Spin City. And I mean, they're really, really, really great rides. And I love doing that. But you also have a Wonder Wheel. And this is the big deal. This is this massive Ferris wheel. Talk to me a little bit about that.
We are so excited about it. You won't be able to miss it. That is for certain, given that it is 15 stories high. Not 15 feet, 15 stories high.
Yeah.
It has 528,000 LED lights on it. So not only is it large, it's bright. And it has 36 gondolas. It would take approximately 10 minutes to go around. Six people can sit in the gondola. You'll be able to see a 10-mile radius any way you look when you're actually at the top. And it's the largest traveling wheel in North America.
Yeah, that's very cool. I think it rivals the one here in Navy Pier, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
See, I'm
it
looking
does.
Forward. I always go to the top of the big slide, or I ride over the little rail cars that go across. I'm looking forward to like being that high and seeing the whole park. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to check parking.
Okay, sounds good. So admission, $12, general admission, $7 for ages 16 and older, for military veterans with an ID and ages 6 to 11, and then free for children 5 and younger. I think this is a phenomenal deal to walk into this amazing park, because you can't make it through there in one day. You got to go for 2 or 3 days, and there's special discount days as well, right?
Oh, a number of special discount days. So if you come on the opening day and you bring in 2 non-perishable food items, you'll be benefiting Hunger Task Force, and you will get into the Wisconsin State Fair for $2. Amazing.
Very cool.
You come on Friday, August 4th, and this is kind of our way to say, please, Chicago, please, you know, outside of Wisconsin, come in and join us. And if you come in on that day, you can just show your outstate ID and you will get in. You can buy 2 adult admission tickets and get in for $12, which is a half
awesome.
Price savings. So
yeah.
Awesome. And then another really, really great one for deals, two of them I'd really like to mention. That's Kohl's Family Value Day. That is on Monday, August 7th. And again, this is huge because adults can get in for $5. That is unheard of.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Youth 11 and under are free, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our last day, the day that we close on August 13th, is our Miller recognition to the military and veterans. So if you are a military personnel, a veteran, not only do you get in, but your family members, 4 of your family members will get in for free as well. And it's our way to just, in some small way, say thank you for serving our country.
All right. And again, for more information, visit WiStateFair.com. See you at the fair, Kathleen.
See you at the fair.
All right, it's 720 WGN.